Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver with District 2, with, I guess, our end of year podcast and or beginning of new year podcast. Depends how you look at it. We'll say the last 18 months have been totally unique. Even though we've all gone through rough times in the last 18 months, I have to say that there's also some positives have come out of this. And not everything is negative as far as the 18 months with COVID and all the shutdowns and everything we went through. We have, as a county, we've really had some really good things happen with federal and state funds. The fiscal recovery funds have really given us some opportunity that we didn't have before, or we could take money that we didn't really have, we were using, earmarked and taking it and putting it into projects that took away from something else. Some of the FRF funds have really given us the ability to use some of that money. And I'll give you some examples. Number one, a lot of it is going to be earmarked for broadband. We're going to be able to take broadband out into the county, into some of the smaller areas where we have never been able to put money into those areas and get the broadband out. And with that, use the last mile providers to help us get the major infrastructure out into many areas. Hopefully it's enough, this and some other state grants, we can get pretty much everybody in the county up and running with internet service. That's a goal that we're trying to achieve. Another positive, I guess, this year was the Ag Land Preservation Celebration. Now, that celebration was held in October, but it was held over from last year when we hit 75,000 acres of farmland preserved in Carroll County. And that is, I think, 77,000 acres today. It's over that mark, but at least it's a celebration of getting the three-quarters of the way of the original goal set in 1980 of 100,000 acres preserved, or a third of the county preserved. Now, that keeps Carroll County open. Carroll County will have enough open ground to grow the food it would need in any emergency or anything in the future. So it gives Carroll County that look that we're not going to have wall-to-wall development. We're going to have the rural look or culture in Carroll County. And I guess the recovery funds also gave us the ability to purchase the ground around our landfill. You may or may not be aware, but our landfill had about 10 years left in the cells, and we were going to have to look at other alternatives to what we're going to do with the trash. And this is an ongoing problem. What do you do with all this trash coming in? We are required to provide something to dispose of it or get rid of it. So we were able to purchase several hundred acres around the present landfill, which makes us the envy of every county around us, that we now have at least the ability, if we did have to hold trash or everything there, we can do it. And in the future, we may be able to go to composting and do some other things that we've never been able to do before. So it gives us the ability to look ahead for maybe 50 to 80 years without having to worry about landfill issues. Many counties are already saturated and don't know what they're going to do. One other thing that happened actually 4 years ago was the closing of three schools. That was New Windsor, Charles Carroll, and North Carroll High. Well, this year kind of brought closure to all those schools. New Windsor or Springdale has agreed to continue the agreement with them, and they're going to close in that school in several years. The Charles Carroll school was demolished, and the new community center, I think, is getting ready to break ground here this spring, and that will be a center for those people in the community. There's really not much in that area, so the Charles Carroll Community Center will be on site for them. And then we have the North Carroll High School, the largest of the sites. It's sold. Carroll County is no longer the owner, and the new owners are actually working with a management company and developing one heck of an athletic facility on that site. The Sheriff's Training Academy will stay there, as well as I think we have a 10-year lease on the space the sheriff has in that area. One thing they're going to do, a lot of training and all the different certifications they have to have. Plus, he has the body cameras coming, and it takes a place to house the people who have to review all this tape and get ready for court with the sheriff and the state's attorney's office. It will be North Carroll site for at least the next 10 years. So those three things are really a load off of us. I think the school board saved $5 million, but it cost us a lot more. But now those things are finished at this time. Then comes another positive thing, I think, for the 14 independent fire companies here in Carroll County. We were able to hire our director of fire and EMS service, and his major job or focus here in the next year to 2 years is working with our 14 independent fire departments to come up with a way to use higher county personnel to work in volunteer fire departments and how we transition into a combination paid and volunteer program in Carroll County. If you're aware or not aware, our volunteers have really done a fantastic job for years. The 14 independent fire departments have responded to every fire. People jump out of bed in the middle of the night. They go to the fire ambulances. They volunteer unbelievable amount of time. But I was told 7 years ago that, hey, we're in trouble. We don't have enough volunteers to keep this up, keep going. And we finally got around to getting all the legislation put through that we need. And we're on our way to the Carroll County Fire and EMS Service. Now, this is going to be a slow, progressive move. But our new director is doing a great job at the present time working with our independent volunteers to go ahead and develop this new program. We also had the opportunity that there will be no gravel roads left in Carroll County, unless they're privately owned, that is. But all county roads will have some kind of hard surface on them in the next couple years. So we were able to use some of these funds and develop that type of program. The county commissioners were originally the roads commissioners, and their major responsibility was to have hard surface roads throughout the county. Well, I will say by 2023, that's going to happen. Also, we have also a nice thing coming. The Veterans Hospital is coming to Sykesville area. And this 125-bed Veterans Hospital be equipped with dialysis and everything else on site for veterans. And this was Secretary Owens coming out and fighting for it. And it's going to, really start in the next couple of years. But this is a program that I'm really excited about. Then another, I think, positive area here is the Community Legacy Grant, only available to designated sustainable communities. And this is administered by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. This is for the Finksburg area, and its Facade Improvement Program is a newly created program that will help offer matching funds to eligible property owners in Finksburg to improve the appearance of building facade and signs. The program will offer an incentive dollar amount up to 50% of the total cost for these renovations. In return, the property owner invests 50% or greater of the investment, up to $10,000. Eligible participants are commercial and industrial zone properties along the Maryland 140 and within the designated sustainable community. And it can also be paired with the Economic Development Gateway Renovation Tax Credit. So if you need information on such guidelines, please call the county and get that information. And the Finksburg Area Planning Council will be announcing this in the future. Well, these are some of the positive things I think came out of 2021. As we move into next year, wow, what do we expect? What's going to happen? COVID, we don't know. It keeps throwing us a curveball, and we're always reacting to what next is going to happen. But if we hang together, Carroll County will weather this and get through it. And 22 brings on some interesting new things going to happen. We have elections coming up. The primaries in June and the major election in November. And the districts have changed, and they will for commissioners, for the delegates, senators, and for the federal level also. So be aware that you're going to see some new districts, and just start to pay a little bit of attention. Who represents you? And who will represent you with what you believe in? And you need to have people that will work together and work with everyone. With the election coming up in 2022, get involved a little bit. Check out your candidates. Vote for who you think's the best candidate. And 2022, I hope things calm down, and we're going to have a much better year next year than we've had over the last year and a half. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. Wishing you a good year as Carroll County continue to move ahead in a positive manner. Thank you.